Hello, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. Today we're going to be talking about Wiccans stand up against sexual assault. Assault really means a lot to me because I was assaulted by an ex-boyfriend. We stand at a very important time in history. With the Me Too movement and the testimony of Christine Ford, I want to emphasize three things. We women need to stay strong. We also must stand together. And the last thing is, we really need to demand change in our legislation and our representatives. And to stay strong, we need to meditate. We need to call on the goddess. We need to volunteer in our community and organizations that help women in need. And we need to vote. We need to vote for women, and we need to vote for better laws to protect women. We can also work our magic and prayers to strengthen people who have been assaulted. And I have a short prayer that's, Lord and Lady, grant those who have been wronged by sexual violence now the power to heal. Here is a quote I want to leave you with. Anita Roddick said, "If you think you're too small to have an impact, try going to bed with the mosquito in the room." Together, we women have more power than one mosquito. It takes continual effort. In 1848, the first women's rights conference took place. And then 72 years later, in 1920, the 19th Amendment passed and women could vote in the United States of America. Now, 72 years sounds like a lot of time, but I can vote, and I do use my vote. So how does all this relate to being Wiccan? Wicca honors the sacred feminine. In honoring the sacred feminine, Wiccans need to stand up to those religions that push patriarchy. We Wiccans know that we do not proselytize, but still we can share our voice. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. For more information, check out my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.